Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in. It is the Magical Mystery Tour. The 2018 Eagles are two games away from a Super Bowl, one game away from an NFC Championship game, and it feels like we've all talked ourselves into they're going to win this game on Sunday. Like last week, I truly believed that when I talked to everyone about the game, no one had any fear about the other team. It was the Bears. It was Mitch Trubisky. They had no experience. I didn't have any fear about the game at all. I thought the Eagles would win. Now, the game was very close. It was tight. It was even. It could have went either way. But I didn't have any fear they were going to lose that game the week leading up to it. This game this week, in theory, there should be fear out there. The number one seed, the New Orleans Saints, they don't lose in the Dome in the playoffs. They haven't lost a home playoff game in Drew Brees' entire tenure. Yet, feels like, again, the confidence level and the feeling in this city is off the charts. And tonight, we're have a little exercise tonight because actually, I don't think Jack thinks, I think this is a challenge from Jack more than anything. I don't think Jack thinks you guys could do this. I believe in you. Jack doesn't.
They can't do it.
I believe in the people out there.
There's no way.
Because when we have these conversations about the game, how the Eagles could win this game, we just had Howard Erskine in here for an hour talking about how he believes the game will come down to the last possession. Whichever team has the ball last wins the game. And instantly, what pops all of our minds? Nick Foles, ball in his hand late, the most clutch quarterback in the history of the NFL, according to NFL Network.
Well, one guy at NFL Network.
You know, it's funny, Peter Schrager, who I like. Peter Schrager is going to be on the sideline for Fox on Sunday for this game.
Is he going to be drooling at the mouth?
I think it would be awesome if it came down to a Nick Foles drive. He's got to release that take to a 45 million viewer audience, doesn't he?
I would just love it if he has to interview him. And he has to go like, Nick, you are the clutch quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Does he do it before the game? So the pressure's on Nick or after the game?
After the game, after they win.
Nick, you're the greatest quarterback ever. Now, anyway, that all being said, I think Nick Foles' name, whenever we talk about how the Eagles can win this game, Nick Foles' name is the number one thing that we talk about. Well, I'm going to issue a challenge tonight to myself and to you guys. Jack doesn't think you could do it. Can we find a way how the Eagles win this game and why you believe the Eagles win this game without just saying, Nick Foles magic, he's going to figure it out? Because as we know, it comes down a lot more than just one player. There it is. It's just the Nick Foles magic.
He's not going to be he wasn't the only reason they won that Bears game.
No, he was not. The offensive line, the defensive line.
Cody Parkey missing a kick.
I thought the D-backs, Mattis got beat a couple times, but they played well and they made plays. They tackled well. Yes, Nick Foles gets the headlines. He made the throw. He had the drive. He deserves a bulk of the credit because it's the quarterback position. But there's also other reasons they won. So how did the Eagles win this one, and why do you believe the Eagles win this one? You can't say Nick Foles, though. That can't be a reason. 888-729-9494. Here's mine. And I mean this wholeheartedly when I say it because I've been thinking about this for a couple days now. But I actually sat down today and started looking at the two teams. I believe right now, as the Eagles get on a plane, well, Saturday, they didn't get on a plane today, but right now as they get ready to get set to go to New Orleans, the Philadelphia Eagles have a better roster than the New Orleans Saints. And you could say, oh, there's Julio again saying dumb things. Saints won all those games. Eagles were 9-7. They beat them 48-7. I don't care about any of that. I'm talking about today, right now. The team that will line up on Sunday, player for player, I believe the Eagles are a better team than the New Orleans Saints. Now, the Saints have home field advantage. The Saints have a bye. And the Saints have one great player. And in any sport, one great player can elevate his teammates and elevate a lot around him. That I can't say the Eagles have those things. They don't have the rest. They don't have home field. And they don't have one single player as great as Drew Brees. But I believe roster for roster, player for player, name for name, blue chipper for blue chipper, the Eagles have more players than the Saints. The Saints have five Pro Bowlers. They have some really good players, Breeze and Kamara and Ingram and Thomas. Some good offensive linemen. They have Cam Jordan and Rankins on defense and Marshawn Lattimore. And then guess what? You stop talking about the names of the Saints players. When you watch the game on Sunday, just listen to the names you keep hearing. It's the same seven or eight names. And that's not a bad thing. The Saints won a lot of football games, and they are the favorite in the NFC with those seven or eight names. You don't need 52 good players to win in the NFL. If your stars can carry you the way the Saints' stars carry them, it could work for them. But as I think about just the matchups, and the NFL, we always hear, it's matchup game. It's that guy versus that guy. Pick out the matchup. Attack this matchup. I believe the Eagles have more good players. As I think about the names of the Eagles players that could be difference makers, not necessarily are every week, but can be. You start thinking about Nick Foles, obviously. The Eagles' offensive line, I believe, is just as good, if not better, than the Saints' offensive line right now. The Eagles have more playmakers on the defensive side of the football than the Saints. They have Malcolm Jenkins. They have Fletcher Cox. They have Michael Bennett. They have Brandon Graham. They have Nigel Bradham, who looked like a playmaker last week. They have more playmakers. You want to put Avante Maddox in there? You can. I mean, he's young, but he's made some plays. They have more playmakers. And on offense, they have more playmakers. The New Orleans Saints on offense have Michael Thomas, who catches everything, and Kamara and Ingram. And like, during this season, they signed Dez Bryant. They signed Brandon Marshall. They don't have many weapons. Meanwhile, the Eagles, depending on what package Doug Peterson puts out there, have a bunch of players that can all make plays, and we've seen it. It's not every week. You don't know who it's going to be each week, but there's different guys out there that make plays. Last week, it was Golden Tate with a couple of huge catches, the touchdown, and then obviously the big play over the middle, which I don't know how Nick got that ball in there, and I don't know how Golden Tate hung on to it. Alshon Jeffrey, who has been on fire lately. Zach Ertz. Dallas Goedert, who I think is going to have a big game on Sunday. And Nelson Agholor, who goes quiet at times, you forget him at times, and yet Nelson Agholor played one of the great Super Bowls of any receiver we've seen in the last decade. They have all these players that can make plays. I think the Eagles have more players than the Saints. They have more guys that can make plays than the Saints.
Joe, you're a thinker.
See? Someone around here figured it out. 888-729-9494, pound 9494, on your AT&T Verizon wireless cell phones. As I think about why the Eagles can go win this game on Sunday, it's not strictly about Nick Foles. And I think he can't be the only reason they win. They're going to need a bunch of guys. They're going to need their roster to outperform the Saints roster. And the reason I believe it could happen is because I believe the Eagles have a better roster than the Saints. And while that may come off as, what? When the season began, most people probably would have said the same thing. It's changed. It's evolved. There's different players. Guys got hurt. New guys are here. But sometimes your first instinct is the correct instinct. A lot of times, actually. And I believe the Eagles have a better top-to-bottom roster than the New Orleans Saints. That's the biggest reason why I think they're going to go win this game. 888-729-9494, pound 9494, to hop on in. Can you make the case for the Eagles winning without it strictly being Nick Foles' magic? That is the challenge tonight. Jack is shaking his head, saying the people can't do it.
People can't do it.
You just
only Foles' magic.
Nah, see, it's more than that. The people see what I see. They see a roster. Joe is on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hey, well, I really do believe that the last time we played them, we didn't have Golden Tate, and we definitely didn't have Darren Sproles. And I can remember about 5 years ago, Darren Sproles had a kick return against the Eagles that set the Saints up for a field goal that beat us at the link 5 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. But now, I think it's going to be reversed. Darren Sproles is going to have a big game, and so is Golden Tate going to have a big game.
I could see it, yeah. And, Joe, I'm glad you brought up Darren Sproles, because actually when I was reeling off all the names, because I was just thinking about, you know, the seven or eight best players or the top 10 stars on each team, I didn't even mention him, and yet lately he's making a big impact.
Yes, we missed him a lot, yes. So I believe he's going to definitely end in. He's played against Drew Brees. He's played with Drew Brees and a couple of those guys that are still in the same team, so he's knowing how they are going to react. He played under Sean Payton, so I believe he's going to be the X factor with us beating them this time around. And plus, you know what happened last year? We were the underdogs, and look how we thrived to the Super Bowl. I think we needed that underdog run. You know, underdogs run faster.
They do. Hungry dogs run faster. Joe, we appreciate the call. So Joe's got Darren Sproles as a big reason the Eagles win this game.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely wasn't good the first time they were around. Or wasn't even playing.
He wasn't playing.
And the Eagles, one of the things I've never liked when it's Doug, Wentz, and Sproles, is I don't think he totally knows how to use Wentz with Sproles. Like, Foles knows how to use Sproles in these last couple of games, whereas I never felt like he knew how to use Sproles with Wentz.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Because remember that first game against the Falcons? They just force-fed him, and it was just ugly.
Oh, the first game of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was with Foles, too. But I'm just saying that now it feels like they're starting to get in a rhythm with Darren Sproles.
They are. And think about it. It feels like everyone, Sproles and the team and the coaches, know this is probably his last hurrah. They're not worried. Usually with Darren Sproles, over the course of a full season, you worry about how many touches he's going to get because you want to preserve Darren Sproles. You know, at his size, he can't be. He's never been a guy that gets the ball 20, 25 times a game. That's just, he can't survive that way as an NFL back at his size, and he's never done it. You notice the last couple weeks, though, he's getting a ton of snaps. It's like the Eagles and Sproles have just collectively said, like, hey, this is our last hurrah. We have to save you for 6 months. Like, we got to win 3 games. Let's just go. 888-729-9494. Let's talk to Alex in Maniac. What's up, Alex?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
Player for player, I disagree. I don't think the Eagles beat the Saints in every way. You talk about running game. Who do we have? Wendell Smallwood versus Ingram and
Kamara.
Kamara, yeah.
Hey, who are their weapons outside of Michael Thomas? How many can you name?
Outside of Michael Thomas?
Yep.
It's like their running game is a big part of their offense. And
yeah, they don't have a great running game. Kamara hasn't had one run over 20 yards since like week one or two of the season. Like, they're good, but they're not a great running game.
Just because he hasn't done anything lately doesn't mean he's not an explosive back. I mean, last year when the Eagles were in the Super Bowl, we had LeGarrette Blount.
Sure, but it's 2019. Like, they're not, this game's not going to be won by 40 carries on each side. You're going to have to score by passing the ball, and you're going to have to catch passes and touchdowns.
Right, but you also need a well-rounded team, and I think if we're talking about running game, we are missing that part as we had it last year in the Super Bowl. I don't think, you know, we're as much of a contender if you talk about our running game this time, and I think the Saints, they have that.
Sure they do, but the Eagles have better pass-catching weapons. It's not even close.
I would say they do have better weapons as far as wide receivers, but...
And tight ends.
But I think it's black and white when you talk about running game.
So you don't think the Eagles have a better roster because the Saints have a better running game?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Running.
The Saints have that advantage. I don't think they have as many advantages as the perception, though. I guess that's my point. They're a good team, they're a very good team, and they're at home, and they have Drew Brees, but I just think player for player, the Eagles are better than them.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't agree because you got to win with the ball on the ground.
You don't really, though, Alex. Like, the Eagles didn't run the ball basically at all last week, and they won against the best defense in the NFL.
Yeah, but look at last year when we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Eagles passed the ball like 40 times in the NFC title game and Super Bowl. They didn't run it.
We did run successfully, even though we didn't run maybe as many times as we passed the ball. I don't know what the stats are, but LeGarrette Blount and Jay Ajayi, they both blew big runs in the Super Bowl. So.
Sure. And then they ran it effectively in the Super Bowl enough. Alex, I appreciate the call. I don't think that's the only way you win a game, like, especially in this. This is going to be a game on Sunday, and if the Eagles can run the football, great. The more, the better. I mean, the more diverse you are on offense, the better. They tried on Sunday. They just didn't run it effectively. But I don't think that the run game is going to be the path to victory for the Eagles on Sunday. They're going to have to pass to win this game. They're going to have to score to win this game. 888-729-9494. Daryl is in Doylestown. Hey, Daryl.
Time to speak. What's up?
Daryl, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. First off, Alex, who just talked in front of me, hater. Go Birds, baby. Hater. We're not going to allow this negativity this week in Philadelphia. Let's go, baby.
Daryl gets it, people. Daryl gets it.
I've got three players for you who will make the difference this week.
Okay.
Number one, the GOAT Hall of Famer, Jason Peters. The man dominated last week. Khalil Mack, one of the best defensive players in the NFL, could do nothing against someone that's been in the league for 15 years? Come on. He's going to keep dominating. Cam Jordan is not nearly as good as Khalil Mack. He has nothing on Jason Peters. I think Nick will have a great pocket this week. And I think the two other people that are going to make the biggest difference, Wendell Smallwood and Darren Sproles. The man, Alex, he knows nothing about our run game. Did he watch it last week? Run game is also, it's not just running, it's blocking. It's calling out the reads. It's getting screens out of the backfield. It's blocking downfield for the receivers. There's so much to the offense that is involved with these other players. And most importantly, though, with those two running backs, time of possession. We can't get around the fact that the Saints have a gigantic offense. The more time that we have the ball and now we run it, now we pound the clock, that's the time when we're going to win. And we're going to keep the Saints offense off the field. We need to have long, sustained drives. That's what we've had in the last couple weeks. And that's why we've been so successful. We need to keep that going.
Well, for sure. The more you keep Breeze off the field, I mean, that's always the objective. Daryl, I appreciate the call. Now, I don't think anyone should confuse and say the Eagles' run game is better than the Saints' run game. It's not. That's clearly an advantage for them. As far as what these backs do, I don't know how. You know, I think the game, and when Howard was here, we were talking about this, the game on Sunday will dictate how much Doug runs the ball. Like, there's an idea where if the game is close the whole time, you stay more balanced to try to have the time of possession thing. If they get down, they're going to have to throw. Like, they're not going to run it a ton to win this game. But the short passing game becomes basically the run game. That's what it's been for the Eagles now for a little while. 888-729-9494. Leo's on the cell. Hey, Leo.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, bud?
So, you know, I was listening earlier, and I wanted to tell you, you know, Tuesday, Howard was telling you, relax, enjoy it. He had to kind of walk you back off the ledge today. Yesterday, you were all Foles and Wentz, so I'm glad we're talking now more X's and O's. For me, though, you know, I think this offense is going to score. They're going to get the 27 points at least that they need, 30 maybe. But those linebackers really need to step it up. I mean, Jordan Hicks did well. Bradham had, like, the first three tackles of the game, it seemed like, last week.
Yeah, Bradham played really well on Sunday, I thought.
Yeah, I think those guys need to. I mean, of course, the backfield needs to get it too, but those linebackers, I think they're going to be key. Like I said, the offense is going to score the points. I'm really confident that they're going to do it. And it's that defense that has to slow down Breeze. You know, they're not going to get the sacks on Breeze. He's usually really good at not getting those sacks. So it's keeping those running backs from getting to the second level, those shorter passes, getting those guys tackled quick, and then, you know, keeping those bombs out from the deep threat.
Yeah, the tackling is going to be so important, Leo, because especially Kamara, because that guy, he gets out in space, it's a little swing pass, and sometimes he could just take it 30, 40, 50 yards, and it just ruins the whole, you know, defensive possession. You kick it off the field. They've tackled much better recently. I'm glad you mentioned Jordan Hicks, because I thought that play he made on Sunday, where he pretty much dissected it and saw it coming out of the backfield, that was the best I've seen Jordan Hicks look in a long time.
The only thing with Hicks that scares me is when he leaves his feet to try and tackle, because that's what I'm like thinking, oh, God, here comes another torn muscle or injury when the guy does it. But, yeah, he's a violent player. I love to watch him play because you know he's going to make something happen.
Always. I think with Jordan Hicks, that's always a fear, too. And we appreciate the call, Leo. He's going to get hurt and all that. What I was more concerned about starting the postseason is he just hasn't played. He hasn't been out there. How good is he at this point on the calf issue he has and all the other issues he's always had? He made a play. He made a couple plays, actually, on Sunday. Bradham, though, is going to be gigantic, and it's going to have to be. I mean, this was mentioned on Sunday a lot. Total team effort. We like to use that phrase, total team effort. This one will have to be. Nick Foles will likely have the ball in his hand late, and I wouldn't be shocked if the game ends at 8 o'clock Sunday night and the headline again is Nick Foles. If they win, it will be. I mean, he'll probably score a bunch of points and play well against. I don't think the Saints' defense is anything special. I could see Nick Foles throwing for 3 or 4 touchdowns, and if they win, he's the story. I mean, but there's more to the game than just the quarterback. More to the game. 888-729-9494. So the challenge is out there. Paint the picture the Eagles win this game and how they do it without simply just reverting back to the magic.
He's going to do it.
You know it. Jack knows the magic's coming back, but there's more to it. And my reasoning is this. I think they're better. I don't care about the records. I don't care about what happened in September or October. I think today, player for player, or Sunday at 4:40, player for player, the Eagles have more good players than the Saints. The Saints have the best player. They have home field. They have rest. But the Eagles have more good players than the Saints.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.